Would you please join me in a spirit of prayer? Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So today's annual meeting Sunday, and I'm not going to give my annual meeting report now, but I am going to speak to that a little bit. It's also Super Bowl Sunday, and some of you may be rooting for the Eagles, and some of you may be rooting for the Chiefs, and some of you may just be rooting for lots of good snacks. The important day today is it's National Pizza Day. So some of you may like pepperoni, and some of you, Lord knows why, may like pineapple. But you get to make your choice. But there's also something else that's special about today. Today is a day that each and every one of you is called to serve God. Now, I can't offer you a vision like the one Isaiah had. Nothing that cosmic, nothing that outrageous. And I can't offer you something like the Lucan passage. But I want to focus on that story for a few minutes. Reading this passage over and over, I kept being struck by just how presumptuous Jesus is. So think about it. Jesus gets into Simon's boat and then asks him to push it off the shore so he can preach. And Simon does that. I don't have the fortune of having huge crowds descending to listen to me preach. But I am very fortunate you all came here today. I do have to compete with the internet and other preachers, and maybe the Sunday papers. Jesus didn't. Jesus lived in a world where entertainment was not available to everyone at their fingertips 24/7. Still, people had to show up. And they did. Now, we don't know why they were showing up at that point in time. This is early in his ministry. He seems to have developed a bit of notoriety. You remember we just read about Jesus' appearance in Nazareth and the reception he received in the synagogue there? So if you'd heard that, hey, there's going to be a preacher in town who has just run out of his hometown, you might be curious. And Jesus showed up. And he did that knowing that the crowds could respond in a less than positive manner. Now, why did he want some space between himself and the crowd? Well, we get the sense that they were crowding in on him. And Jesus wanted some personal space. So we don't know what Jesus said from that boat. But we do know about this exchange between Jesus and Simon, who will later be known as Peter. Who here has a job? Just about everybody. Who here likes when their boss or supervisor walks into their office at the end of the day and says, "I've got another project for you, and I need to do it right now"? No hands are going up. That's the situation Peter found himself in. He was ready to go home. He'd had a bad day out on the water. He'd cleaned his nets, and he wanted to go home to Mrs. Peter. But that wasn't on Jesus' agenda. Jesus instead told Peter to go back out and fish again. Now, who here likes when someone they've never met before shows up and tells them how to do their job? There's a lot of honesty here. That's good. That's the way Peter must have felt. And yet, he responded. And then the story gets weirder. And he put the boat out. And then he and his partners, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, caught a huge amount of fish. And they struggled to haul in the catch. Now, once they had hit this jackpot, what do you think they were thinking? Oh, I could pay off the mortgage. I could pay my bills. I could go on vacation. I could be done with this. That wasn't on Jesus' agenda either. This is when Jesus issues the call and tells Peter and James and John that they are going to go out and catch living people. Think about that. You are going to go out and share the message of Jesus. What is the message of Jesus? Well, we've talked about that in the past. God loves you. It's time for us to repent. It's time for us to do the work God has called us to do. And that leads us to annual meeting. I did not choose this passage for annual meeting Sunday. It was served up to me by the lectionary. But talk about appropriate. So there's part of some of us that would like someone else to do all the work. When I was a little boy, I had an uncle, Alex. And Alex had a really interesting backstory. He was Hungarian by birth. He wound up joining the U.S. Army Air Forces in World War II and became a paratrooper. And then he emigrated to the United States. He liked to go fishing. Now, his version of fishing wasn't my version of fishing. When I was a little kid, I liked to go to the reservoir in Haworth, New Jersey. And there were some big towering trees there, and it was quiet, and I could look at the sun on the water. Didn't catch many fish, but it was a relaxing time. Alex liked to get on a boat, a big boat, and go out and fish. And I remember Sundays when he would occasionally come to our house with a catch. And he had filleted and skinned that fish already, so it was ready for my mother to prepare. And I thought, gee, maybe fishing isn't so bad. Now, you of course know that if you go fishing, the fish aren't going to fillet themselves. They're not going to skin themselves. You or somebody else will have to do that work. But it would be nice to imagine that the fish would take care of themselves. That's not the way the church works. So I'm really grateful to the choir for being here this morning. As always, you sound great. And I suspect you wondered whether we were going to have church this morning. But you got here and you shared your gift of music. I'm grateful to Brian for showing up and doing all the stuff he does. So if Brian were not here, a lot of the stuff he does would have to be done by some of you. And maybe you can do without the sermons on Sunday morning, but one of you would have to come up and lead worship each and every week. And yes, some of you would have to come in to put on the community dinners. And some of you would have to show up to support the efforts to relieve homelessness in our community. And the list goes on. But the church only works because we are the hands and feet of Jesus. Now that's a passage for another Sunday, but the message still applies. We are God's agents in this world. So I had a gentle reminder of that this morning, as I live in a one-car household now. So I had to go home to pick up Rachel before worship. And when I was in the driveway, I heard the bell tolling. And I knew that Jeff Williams was up in the belfry, ringing the bell for us. That stuff doesn't just happen. Now maybe you're wondering whether you've got a gift or a skill to serve. You have got more talents than you know. Now yes, we filled up most of the leadership slot and the committee slots today, so the ballot's been filled up, but if you want to serve, we can find a place to plug you in. Think about it. That's my fish story for today.